PFT Media.
You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
Waste time with her.
I'll say this about Marla. That she's trying to hit bottom.
What, and I'm not?
Sticking feathers up your butt does not make you a chicken.
The battle for the mind of North America will be fought in the video arena. The Videodrome. The television screen is the retina of the mind's eye. Therefore, the television screen is part of the physical structure of the brain. Therefore, whatever appears on the television screen emerges as raw experience for those who watch it.
We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode 241 of Cinema Crespediso. I'm your host, Chris Crespo, chilling in the Cinema Crespediso studio. How you guys doing? I hear you out there. You're all driving, doing your thing, doing some laundry. Maybe you're on your exercise bike. Maybe you're eating a sandwich. Maybe you're masturbating. It's all good. We're in this together, guys. It's one world. I got your threat update, though. Threat update time. The current threat level is lavender. Is this the best you can do? With our weather report is Drewster Cogburn. Drew.
It's sunny, it's hot, it's humid.
Sunny, hot, and humid. There you go. Your weather report. Hope that helps you wherever you are, whenever you are in the Crespediso universe.
Oh, God damn.
We're building the Crespediso universe. It's now a franchise of shows, satellite shows. That'll be a spinoff. So we're doing it now. We're getting into the universe franchise building game, Drew.
Fantastic.
And we're starting with the Burger Odyssey.
Are we? Are we finally? Although, I did find out Teak is opening this week.
This week? Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the Burger Odyssey. Favorite grill. But first, before we do any of that, we got to do episode 241 of Cinema Crespediso. So right now on the PFT Radio Network. And joining us from fellow PFT Radio show and host of his own future PFT show, ladies and gentlemen, the hurricane himself. Did you feel that wind? You feel that gust of wind? You feel that? Got a little water in your head? That was a hurricane. It's a leaky boat.
I'm not sure.
We're doing the show from a boat, and we have a hurricane with us.
I don't want to get wet from that hurricane.
You gotta be careful with the wetness of the hurricane. It's a cat 3.5, maybe a 4 right now, and it's early in the day. Ladies and gentlemen, from What's the Fuss and the band Eat the Elderly, Hurricane Bill Helveston is here.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Bill?
Oh, not much, man.
How you doing, dude?
I'm feeling like the perfect storm.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Fresh off a show last night.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you kicked some ass?
I believe so. It felt like it was a good one.
Did you take some names?
I did not get any names.
Oh, see, that's
I got a little too messed up to do that. I forgot about it.
Bill, that's important.
Did you kiss any hands or shake any babies?
I think I did it backwards.
You did that backwards.
I think I shook the babies and kissed the hands.
That's what I asked if you did that.
Oh, sorry.
I asked if you kissed hands and shook the babies.
Last night's carrying it over. It's already happened.
You're supposed to shake the babies.
Yes, it was a rock show.
So. Yes, if you're going knucking futs.
Exactly.
And you're like, no, I'm going knucking futs. It's wild. Thanks for going, Bill. Good to see you, man.
Thanks for having me again.
No problem, dude. It's always good to see you. How's things going with the What's the Fuss guys? Good stuff.
Oh, man, it's going real good. Our last episode's up. I think it's episode 91.
91, that's correct.
Yeah, and it was a really good one. I was really happy with it.
Very good. And then we already mentioned it, I think, on the Tidbit Show. We teased it. You're doing the sports show.
Yeah.
Sports show.
Yes.
Yep, it's coming out with Big Mike.
Big Mike Hutchinson,
Big Mike Hutchinson. And that's coming soon, right? Because football season.
When is
football season?
The I want to say it's like September 9th. Ooh. Might be the first game.
Ooh, so first episode sometime before that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, but hopefully the week, maybe that week.
I'm thinking that Friday before, because the first game's going to be on a Thursday. Yeah. So I'm thinking the Friday before that Thursday comes around.
Do they do a week of preseason before right into the last season, or is there a break?
I think
in
there's
there?
A week before they go into the real season.
Okay, so the week right before the season kicks off, first episode of Pounding the Gap, a sports show.
Absolutely,
that's exciting. I'm
they do the like preseason all the way up to it, we'll just do it that
awesome.
Way anyways.
Awesome. People, you have that to look forward to on the PFT Radio Network, pftmedia.com, home of Cinema Crespediso and other shows as What's the Fuss.
Yeah.
All right, enough of the plugs. Let's get into the show, because we gotta talk about where'd it go? I gotta combine my boards, Drew. Or I got to get an intern.
Really?
Or there's a lot we got to do.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Get that randomizer 9000.1 going, Drew Sakagra, if you don't mind.
What if I did it this time? What if this time I do mine?
Well, then I would do it, just to keep the show going. Guys, it is streaming Pick of the Week time. Pick of the Week. Or I can do instead. Oh, no, it's this one where I go Pick of the Week. Pick of the Week.
That was weak.
Pick of the Week. Pick of the Week.
Yes.
See?
I like that last one.
You gotta get falsetto with it. I'm gonna put it back to my favorite one.
Though. Well, the ladies love a big manly man that can hit a high note.
They do.
I can't do that.
You don't hit the high notes?
I can't do that.
You don't break out of the occasional...
You gotta be able to hit the high notes.
If I do that, it's more like... Ah!
You are. It is a different style of music, necessarily. Not calling for such a...
Yeah.
You guys should just
write... We have tried to a little bit pull back on like the straining of and screaming as much. I kind of do a little more singing, like up and down.
Okay, sure.
You should just listen to Rush of the Darkness and just
those bands. I wish I could do that.
Well, I was going to say, you guys should... just write at least one power ballad that you would then perform live, like in the middle of the set.
That I can walk out and smoke a cigarette.
It's for all the dudes walk out and smoke a cigarette. All the ladies like walk up to the front. And like,
we got this song Apers that's kind of that.
It's already getting what was that?
We got this song Apers that's kind of that.
Apers?
Yeah, that's what we call it. I have no idea what that means.
Is it about apes? Aping people?
Yes, definitely. Maybe.
Or ape hangers?
I have no idea. My guitarist Trace wrote that.
Oh, Trace wrote
that. Yeah.
You just sing the lyrics.
Yes.
That's what the Gestapo says. Like, we just followed you. Just sing these lyrics. I don't know what the lyrics mean.
Hey, man, that's kind of fucked up. You just put me with the Gestapo.
I did, I know.
I'm not anti-Semitic.
Hey, before that, I was trying to populate your audience full of loving Mexican women. And you just steamrolled over it, so I was trying
I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about it. Go for the falsetto. Hit it.
I'll go for it.
You can hit it.
I'll probably.
You can do it. I don't know why I want to see it so bad now, but I do. The streaming pick of the week, everyone knows we do this every week. We let you know what you can watch on the Hulu, the Netflix, the Amazon, etc., etc. Bill, what is this week's pick?
Doctor Strange on Netflix.
Oh, shit. Which will only be on there limited time, guys. So only be on there until, like, 2019. So
yeah.
Yeah, you...
I was...
Get on it quick.
I was impressed that it was actually on there.
Well, it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
Because...
Yeah, they got a deal with Disney.
They cut a deal with Disney, like, back in 2015 or 2014. And they're like, by 2016, all new Disney movies would come out on Netflix only, as opposed to Amazon and Hulu and whatnot.
Oh.
That deal kicked in last year. This year, 2017, Disney just announced a couple weeks ago, we are pulling out of our Netflix deal and we're doing our own streaming service.
That's so Disney.
It is very Disney. And they're also going to be... coming up with a ESPN on-demand platform as well that can combine.
It's about time ESPN tried to catch up with the times. Well, is it too little too late is my question.
Well, it's the thing. Disney owns ESPN, and the platforming service that they're using is the one that Major League Baseball currently uses to stream all their shows.
Yeah.
All their baseball games.
Yeah,
live.
All the events, yeah.
So Disney already had part ownership of that streaming platform, and they just purchased the controlling interest so that they could then turn that into their Disney streaming platform.
Excellent.
Because they saw how it was working. But all that being said, Netflix is working. They're negotiating with Disney to try to keep Marvel movies and Star Wars properties on the Netflix service as well.
Yeah, I hope they do.
I hope they do as well, because I already subscribed to Netflix. It makes it a lot easier for me. And Doctor Strange is one of them Marvel movies.
Chris, did you know that there's a movie from 1978
that's also Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I think it wasn't that a TV movie?
Straight up Doctor Strange, Sorcerer Supreme, Marvel.
Yeah.
Starring Peter Hooten and Jessica Walker.
Well, you got a description there? What was their storyline about?
I think
it was a TV movie.
A psychiatrist becomes the new Sorcerer Supreme of the Earth in order to battle an evil sorceress from the past.
Sorceress. Psychiatry was very popular. Like, it was the medicine du jour of the 70s, so it makes sense that they would change it at that time. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a TV movie.
Fucking weird,
bro. I mean, think about that. Marvel has that history. There's that. There's
the Captain America.
Oh, the terrible Captain America.
The original Fantastic Four.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which they made to crank out. The Corman made them just to keep the rights. Mm-hmm. It wasn't even intended to be released. and Nick Fury, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, really?
TV movie. That, yeah.
And then there's the Punishers.
Dolph Lundgren, that's the original one, which is R rated.
And you know what?
I liked it too.
But Dolph Lundgren Punisher's not bad.
I like it.
Poor casting on the part of the Punisher, but other than that,
because he was a big bad dude, you know, Dolph Lundgren. But then he was also Swedish,
Swedish and blonde. Charcoal.
The dye job on his hair.
My favorite part is when he's in the sewers. He's heating up his knife so he can cauterize the wound.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's a very dark and dirty movie.
Yeah, really gritty.
Also kind of racist because of. Yeah, it gets into Japanese culture stuff, so it's that insensitive white thing.
Well, that was a thing in the 80s, like, with those types. Like, remember Gleaming the Cube was against the Asians, too? Like, why did the skateboarders have to fight the Asians?
And that went into white people back then. And then, because they're the foreign horde invading. And then that went into the 90s with that Rising Sun movie.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Crichton. And, man, that got, like, let's just say questionable in its portrayal of
just a little
of
bit.
Japanese people and culture, especially in America. They were the bad guys. They were the straight up the evil, like
the Yakuza.
Yes. Oh man, good times. I love Hollywood. So Doctor Strange, it's a fun movie. If you're into hallucinogenics, it's that type of movie where it's like there's a few minutes where you can just watch it on loop. And then probably lose your mind.
Uh-huh.
I'd be wary.
That's good to know. Something good like to know.
Yeah, it is.
Have you not had a chance to see the Doctors
I
of Strange?
Not
oh, I highly recommend
The Strangers
it.
Of Doctors.
Yeah.
It's
really
fun.
Good.
Yeah. And I've been interested in it.
And the psychedelic effects are seriously, if you haven't done hallucinogens in your life, it's the closest thing you'll ever get to it.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's a very interesting visual portrayals of like astral planes and other dimensions and breaking down the psyche and the ego and all that stuff.
Hell
and
yeah.
It's very...
That's awesome.
It's remarkable that there are scenes that do that stuff and the movie goes in that direction because it is a Disney-funded, big-budget Marvel movie.
Yeah, no, that's really
meant for the masses.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But there's like a 5-minute sequence where it's just like... Whoa.
Yeah, and then other parts of the movies that are like not questioning, but like trying to open your mind about the nature of time and reality and space and then the climax of the movie. I don't want to get into the deets of the climax since you haven't seen it, but they do some very interesting thing. They turn one normal superhero movie ending convention a way that most movies end. They took that and they literally flipped it on its head and reversed it.
Oh, wow.
And then the way Doctor Strange, we all know he's gonna save the day.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
The way he saves the day is like not. It's very.
Didn't see that one coming.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He solved a puzzle as opposed to, like, defeated someone with, like, rays of magic and big battle. Yeah.
It's more cerebral than, like, than the physical.
Much more aspect. Smarter and thought out than
excellent. I will check that out probably today as I lay on the couch and nurse this hangover.
There you go. It's great for nursing hangovers, man. And or whilst on DMT trips.
I guess we'll work on that another day.
It's about the work. You got to time to trip.
I don't know that you'll be watching DMT.
I'm pretty sure you don't need anything.
You do VR, put the VR goggles on.
No, I would not suggest that on DMT.
I don't know. From what I hear...
And then you run the program that's like simulated hell.
No, from what I hear,
I'll play
the
VR
DMT
Doom.
Experience, it lasts... Like, you're not on DMT. I am. Me, I am on a million year journey through the cosmos, yeah. Talking to time infinite slows beings. Down for
you. Yeah.
And
you see the for watchers.
You, you're sitting there watching me drool for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys not watch me? Can you guys get my back and make sure I don't stop breathing, but also don't judge me when I start drooling?
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yeah, totally.
Absolutely. And we're all gonna do the same thing.
Trust me, I've done stranger things for people on drugs.
No. You've done stranger things? Every time I hear anyone say Stranger Things now, I think of that. That theme kicks in my head.
It's such a great theme.
It's a great theme. Plus other music on there is good too.
Yeah, no, they did well.
So Doctor Strange, it's good stuff. Great for a hangover or maybe not DMT. So I want to get VR goggles and play Doom, but also eat acid.
Oh, wow.
Right here, buddy.
You want to do it? Drew wants to do it too.
I'm down.
Multiplayer.
I don't think I'll be playing that game. I've already seen the demon on acid. I don't need to see any
I'm
more
cool.
demons.
I'm down.
How about Doom 2? I'm better at Doom 2 anyway.
you can play Doom on anything.
I'm very anti.
You can play Doom on a thermostat.
Yes.
Very anti-demon now when I'm on acid. Because, yeah, the last time I took it, I threw up outside. And it was dark. It was like 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, it was... like the sun was out,
yeah,
and it was because there was like a 200-foot demon
what?
That was burning on fire.
You summoned the demon via vomit.
I did, and it scared. And let's just say it scared me from being able to move off of bed for 4.5 hours.
Oh wow, damn!
So you're outside.
I ran through the house to a room, locked myself in the room.
It was nighttime.
It was like 4 a.m.
So it was dark out.
Yeah,
you went outside.
Yes,
threw up.
Yes,
you summoned the vomit demon.
Yes. Yep.
Who raw over you.
Yes.
And then he was all like, who has summoned the vomit demon? And you were like, oh my god! And you ran inside.
Yes, absolutely. Very much like that.
Well, you know what? Nix that idea, forget that one. 8 and 6 inches. We'll just stick to watching.
Oh, it sounds like fun.
I'm just gonna watch
it. I'd suggest you just like watch cool movies or like animated movies.
I'm gonna stick to watching Doctor Stranger Things.
I would even say...
We'll watch Akira. Don't worry. It'll be fine.
Have you seen Akira?
I haven't in a very, very long time.
I don't know what to name the show. Should we name the show The Vomit Demon or Dr. Stranger Things?
I don't know. Let's get into the box office recap.
Why are you rushing things? Why? Okay, I guess we should go. So let's go ahead. And
well, that's good that he's keeping...
Just let it...
He is the producer.
Let it come naturally.
I think he was just trying to keep Russia on the people's mind.
When you try to force...
That's Russia.
When you try to force the name of the episode...
No, I don't...
You feel it. Like, it looks forced.
I thought that was good.
Just let it come naturally, Chris.
I thought they both came quite naturally. But I just can't decide which one is better.
Sure.
Dr. Drew gonna do that. Box office, where are we doing it? Oh, it's over.
Coming to number five.
Number five. Starts. Take it away, producer Drew Zuckerberg.
The Nut Job 2, Nutty by Nature.
What?
Wait, that's a real thing?
Yeah.
That's a thing.
It made $5.1 million for a total of 17.6.
How much?
17.6 on a budget of 40.
I've said this before on the show. I'll say it again. Adults, parents listening, please, just because it's a kids' movie, don't subject your children to this kind of thing. don't. It's bad for their developmental brains.
Yes, it's making them dumb.
It's making them dumber. And don't excuse that as like, oh, it's just their kids. And yes, I know kids are dumb. So here's the problem. Kids are stupid, right? So they can't really discern too well from good art and bad art. They will, if you watch your body language show, they will tell you. A Pixar movie will enrapture them.
Yes.
Whereas, I'm sure it's the Emoji movie. Had kids like running around
they were
theaters,
losing
like,
their mind.
Like, this is terrible. We hate this. So, parents, be better parents, and don't just plop your kids in front of terrible animated movies because.
Well, in Hollywood, let's think of some more smarter movies.
Well, that's a whole other situation.
When we were coming up, like we got great movies for kids.
We also got terrible movies.
Well, yeah, but,
oh, yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got them both.
That's
so,
true, but I feel like there was a higher output of like. Better entertainment.
Nah,
for kids.
May just be
that's
remembering
just
the good ones.
It is selective memory.
Because
right.
You forget about.
But
all
you know
the
what?
Bad ones.
Fuck you, young kids.
Yeah,
our generation was better.
Our generation was better. We're smarter, better looking.
Yes,
we can endure
and
better
and stronger.
But we're also smarter and better than our superiors.
Ahead.
I was
elders.
About to say that's what the generation before.
Is. Yeah,
no,
I know.
No,
I
fuck
guess.
Them. The baby boomers are a bunch of entitled dicks who have ruined our country. And then the group before them, the greatest generation, they can go fuck.
They were the worst.
They're the worst generation. The fucking racist.
I mean, yeah.
backwards.
Sure, they defeated Hitler, but...
What else are you going to do? It's like the asteroid's coming. Let's blow up the asteroid. Yeah. Okay, you're the greatest generation. No, you just did what you're supposed to do to ensure the survival of the species.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I agree.
I feel like we're coming out swinging on this episode. So, Nutty by Nature 2, The Nut Job.
Wow, that was...
Colon, The man, Darkening.
That was a really... Big turn.
I like it, man. I think you got to get that out.
It was organic.
Yeah, no,
it was organic, Drew.
It was.
So what's right. Number? What's number three?
Number four.
That's what I said.
Number four, Dunkirk.
Ah.
I mean, an additional $6.7 million.
Dunkirk.
Total 165.5.
So Dunkirk is a story about how a bunch of they called the A-team to storm the beaches of Normandy. And speaking of, you know, the greatest generation, the true greatest generation, the A-team.
Yeah, P.A. Baracus.
P.A. Baracus showed up on this, and they had to use the boats because they hated flying. And he just hit the shores by himself and just started punching Nazis.
Hell yeah.
And they couldn't shoot him because the shine from the sun was hitting his gold.
The bling.
Yeah. And
did he pity some fools?
He pitied them all, man, with his fist.
Actually, there was no pity for those fools.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're Nazis. No pity.
And Hannibal was there and Face. And they're Hannibal things and their faces things. They don't have catchphrases that are as popular.
Everyone
leans on the B.A. Baracus stuff. But
because
he's the most fun character, man.
It's Mr. Freaking T.
Who's the fourth one? Hannibal Face.
They're doing the prank.
Murdoch. Winner. Oh, that's
number three. That's
not the winner button. Dunkirk's good movie. People should watch it.
I want to see it.
It's good. Number three.
Logan Lucky,
here we go.
We can gross $8 million.
All right.
Sims total budget of 29.
$29 million, pretty low budget.
Yeah, I thought it would be a little higher with that cast.
It's got a good cast. Channing Tatum, Daniel Craig, Adam Driver. I think he filmed this between Star Wars movies, it looks like.
Yeah.
And small roles for Catherine Waterston, Hillary Swank, Katie Holmes. Mm-hmm. The dude from Green Room and Blue Ruin, Macon Blair.
Oh, that guy's
that
good.
Guy.
Yeah, the lead in Blue Ruin, and he's
I saw that movie, Green Room, finally.
Green Room's good, right?
It was good.
He's Patrick Stewart's henchman guy, the one he slams his head into the wall. And then he's like, I apologize. Yeah.
He's Hilary Swank's buddy in this one.
Yes, and it's got a good cast. And it's Soderbergh, so it's technically, it's like impeccably well-made. You can't fault to that all for a way.
Daniel Craig plays a really good white trash scumbag.
He's good.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very over the top. Very
looking
talkative.
Forward to it. I was interested when I saw the trailer for this.
It's fun. It's well made. If you like what you saw in the trailer delivers on that style.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's Soderbergh.
It's Soderbergh. Yep. He's got a weird sense of humor that's kind of dry. It looks good. It's a fun movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
I like
for
the
sure.
in it. I was trying to sell my brother on it. I was like, Channing Tatum, and he's like, Channing Tatum doesn't sell for me. I was like, well, but it's good though. But he's like, it's not like Steve Buscemi. So I'm like, Steve Buscemi ain't been in nothing in forever.
Is this like a continuation or based of anything with like Logan's Run?
No,
just
Logan's Run. No, that'd be funny. It's a sci-fi world where everyone dies at the age of 30, but then they're also robbing a raceway.
It would be super fun.
Soderbergh did say that it. It kind of takes place in the same universe as Ocean's 11.
Oh, okay.
It makes
sense. And then
they
even make a joke in the end of the movie.
It is very much kind of like
it's a heist movie.
A low-budget, white trash Ocean's movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
At one point in the newscast at the end, they're like, people are calling them the Redneck Robbers or Ocean 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which is really funny.
It's a great pun, I'll take
it. Yeah, it was fun. It's a good movie. I enjoyed it. It's clever, the way they put together the heist and all that, and... I liked everyone in it. It takes an interesting turn.
It does.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It takes a couple interesting turns.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, I'll check it out.
And then Hilary Swank shows up, and then I swear when the movie
ends. Yeah, no, seriously. Why does the movie ramp up so fast at the end?
At the end, it's like Hilary Swank shows up in 20 minutes. It's like, what? And then when it ends, I'm like, are they setting up a weird sequel? Like a team-up sequel? This is weird.
No,
I don't know what's going on. Or like a rogue investigator sequel? I don't know. It's strange. But it's fun, enjoyable. I'm glad Steven Soderbergh's back to making movies. He distributed this one on his own, too. He
filmed
all the big players and did everything on his own. So $8 million opening weekend for someone doing all the work on his own like that. Yeah, it's really good stuff.
That's awesome.
I think through word of mouth it'll do better next
week. I think so. Probably.
It helps because it's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why. It's good. So Logan Lucky, number three on the chart. What's number two?
Annabelle: Creation.
They're still making those, huh?
Oh yeah, we can gross $15.5 million.
Oh wow, total, yeah, that expense.
No. Total is 64. Oh. On a budget of 15.
Oh, that makes all the sense in the world why they make.
That's
those.
Why they make these movies. Yes. They spend $15 million and it makes $64 million.
That makes sense.
And that's why we're gonna get another Annabelle movie. Yep. That's why we're getting a movie based on this, the quote the nun character. That pops up in these Conjuring Annabelle movies.
Oh, okay.
Any ghost that pops up in any movie related to the Conjuring or Annabelle, any spirit...
It's going to get its own movie.
It's going to get its own movie. Okay. And it's called The Conjuring Universe.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're getting The Conjuring 3.
Are we going to get... Can we get the Ghostbusters meet The Conjuring Universe?
Ooh, that'd be fun. I'd be actually down for that.
That might actually be cool.
That would be something, right?
Bust all them ghosts.
Yeah, imagine
a horror movie. No, Ghostbusters, but a horror movie.
Yeah. It's like, what if Michael J. Fox's character from The Frighteners like went and helped out in The Exorcist? That'd be weird.
Yes, exactly.
Like, what is this? It's like, I can speak to the dead. She's talking to a demon. I don't know how this is going to happen. We'll work this out together. I'm Michael J. Fox.
It's going to get real dark.
It's going to get weird.
I ain't afraid no ghosts my ass.
Are you not?
If ghosts were real, I'd be afraid the shit out of them. Are you crazy?
I believe.
If they're real, but they're not real. But if they were, I would totally be afraid of them.
So you think they're not real? Bill, real or not real?
I'm one of those guys that says, I don't know. I've had some experiences that I can't explain that probably could be explained, but I can't.
Fair enough.
So I'm going to leave the door open for the possibility.
Reasonable, measured response.
Well, see, my whole thing
from
is
the hurricane.
I don't believe in an afterlife, so without an afterlife, there can't be a ghost.
Well, that does
but it's
sense.
Not the afterlife, it's the current life.
Yes, it's just...
Because you're on this plane. You can't get over to that extra plane.
It's the alternate.
What other plane?
It's the alternate plane of nothingness.
Yes.
I can't get to
purgatory.
Oblivion. Oh, no.
No,
I can't get to oblivion. That's not good.
Yeah, you're trying to get to oblivion.
Yes.
You're stuck in the now.
Oh, yeah. No, that's bad.
You're a ghost in the machine.
Oh.
Ooh. Do I get a machine?
No, you're in
no,
the machine.
No, you just...
You get a machine?
Can I get a giant mech?
The machine.
Can I get a giant mech and destroy cities and whatnot?
That'd be cool. I mean, maybe.
No.
If you could manifest enough energy
no.
to take over it, you probably could.
No! No, Bill. No, you cannot, man. You cannot do that. You are
I was just trying to...
Fuck that shit. Lame.
You are a horrible ghost. A lonely, horrible ghost.
Lame.
In our shitty present, unable to get to oblivion.
Lame.
Yes.
Number one this week.
Wait, what were we talking about? What was number two again?
Annabelle Creation.
Yeah, oh, yeah, Annabelle. So we're getting into all these. That's why we're talking about the fucking stupid ghost. So we're getting a whole bunch of these. Ghost made a shit ton of money. We're going to get another Annabelle. We're going to get another Nun movie.
Yay.
I think most of them are rated R. Some of them are rated PG-13. Well, the Conjuring ones are rated R.
Okay.
The other ones are PG-13. But it's not even, doesn't
it's
have to be rated R.
Yeah.
It's just that.
It's fair. Yeah.
And I don't even think people really liked the second Conjuring.
No, I didn't.
Not as much as the first one. No. I didn't see the second one. I saw the first one.
And the first one was, I thought was pretty good. It was
it's
all
okay.
put together, but it wasn't like, I didn't like blow my hair back.
What's
anything.
Cool about it is that it was a throwbacky 70s one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it was trying to be very exorcist-y
yes.
as opposed
yeah.
to, you know, other styles of, anyway, we'll see how. So, all right, what's number one? I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, number one movie this week.
Number one.
The Hitman's Bodyguard.
$21.6
million.
Not bad opening weekend. That's a Ryan Reynolds, Samuel Jackson opening weekend right
Ooh,
there.
That's a pretty good comedic duo
It's a
right
good
there.
Combo. I think that's a fun premise. The reviews weren't too hot. I wanted to see it. 38%. I wanted to see it.
As opposed to Logan Lucky is 93%.
Oh, Logan Lucky is like a...
That's great of a movie.
It's a Steven Soderbergh movie.
Yeah,
the guy makes banger movies. This one, as opposed to the guy who made this movie, Patrick Hughes, I think his name is. He's not the best director.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun premise. I like the actors involved. It is a comedy subjective. Maybe there are things about it that I like. Never know. I wanted to see it, but I was... I mistimed it. I was working on a bunch of PFT stuff yesterday. I recorded like a whole bunch of episodes and edited like four or five of them, uploaded, did all this stuff. And I was Then I was like, let me look at my... All right, now let's look at the Fandango, see when the next showing of this movie is. Oh, and it's not till late tonight.
Yeah, 12:30.
And I'll be sleeping, so...
fuck that.
And then it's not like the reviews are like 99%. You gotta see.
Yeah, if it was that, you would have probably mustered up the energy.
Yeah, you're right though. You're right. I would have mustered it up.
You know,
very very disappointed.
Dijon.
That. I'm gonna try to see it. Well, we'll see. There's a lot of movies I'm gonna keep trying to see. What?
No, you won't.
I'm going right now. Finish the show. I'm gonna go right now. You know, okay. Right? You know how to edit everything and upload. Remember how to do that? Went over that.
We'll just get Etchy to come in, sit in.
Actually, Etchy.
He did drive me over.
My computer's so slow, he would get so frustrated.
He would.
He would just like pick it up and slam it on the ground.
He would get angry.
And, like, let's just re-record this. It's like, how does he even work on this thing? That was number one. Mm. All right, let's do... Do I have a drop for this? Here we go. New movies. New movies on DVD. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
I like how you look at the paper to see what volume of Guardians of the Galaxies we're on.
Just making sure. That's what it says, right?
Yeah.
Vol 2.
Two.
That's the one that we're on.
Because
they've only made two.
Because they've made a third one and a fourth one.
They're making the fourth one. I mean, they're making the third one. They're making the Avengers first and then the third. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming out on home videos this week, on the homing videos. Have you seen this one? Speaking of Marvel, you didn't see Doctor Strange?
I haven't seen part two. I've seen volume one.
It's pretty much the same thing, just a little bigger, a little crazier.
I already messed up the parts and like saw some like of the spoilers.
It's spoilers.
Yeah, but I didn't think it was like gonna bother me. It's like a fun movie, you know.
It is. It's a
popcorn
fun,
action.
Lots of jokes. Lots of humor. Cool music, really great soundtrack.
Action.
That's why I wasn't worried about reading the spoilers about it.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like, you're going to see Schindler's List. Like, I don't want to know what happens. I don't want to know. I want to be going to this fresh.
Because, you know, I don't read history books or anything.
History books? What are you talking about? History. I'm talking about Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a fictional movie.
Yeah, exactly, right? I thought, isn't this... Right?
Right.
Right, Drew?
Right.
I thought you keep telling me. You were telling me yesterday about it. You were going on and on about how the Holocaust isn't real. And
right? It's all just one giant ass. Yeah. It was a huge play.
Yeah, you had me convinced.
The largest movie production of all time.
You're like, it can't be proven, blah, blah, blah. It's a conspiracy. Right? Remember that? Drew?
No.
You don't remember
when
you said that?
No, I don't. Not at all.
I thought it was strange,
man,
but I was like...
You're painting people out to be Nazis today, Chris.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
He's trying to.
I'm not.
He's really trying.
Really?
He's the secret Nazi.
Whoa!
The truth comes out.
I got my boards backwards again.
You messed up your board.
Because I was getting ready for a segment. All right, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. That's what's coming out. What's in theaters, Drew?
A whole bunch of shit.
A whole bunch of shit. Isn't that crazy?
And then this diamond in the rough.
Thank God for something.
What's the movie A Whole Bunch of Shit about?
It's about... sequel. It's already a sequel to the Emoji Movie. It's a spinoff. And it's about the poop emoji. Sir Patrick Stewart, who we already talked about on this episode. And it's him. It's about his family. And so like, it's a prequel.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
So,
But there's a little... Diamond in the rough.
Other movies coming out.
Terminator 2 Judgment Day is coming out in 3D this weekend for, I believe, one weekend only at AMC Theaters.
Ooh. AMC Theaters only, the weekend only. But it's James Cameron, like, overseen and approved conversion of Terminator 2 Judgment Day into a 3D movie. And I think I'm there.
I might have to go to that.
Totally there.
Sounds like a lot of fun. So
absolutely,
just a chance to see Terminator 2 in theaters again. I mean, for the first time since
forever
it came out in 1994, over 20 years now. I'm down. I'm totally down for that. So there you go. That's what's in theaters.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Well, then you know what that means, Drew. It's time for.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
Dr. Drew, take it away.
Chris, this week, my prescription for life, sometimes you gotta take a chance. Never know what's gonna happen. Could be good, could be bad. It's always fun. So take a chance.
Sometimes you gotta take a chance. Your prescription for life.
I like that.
Yes, sir. Doctor's out.
Doctor's out. There you go. Thank you, Drew. We appreciate it. That's the segment, Bill, that's taking the podcast nation by storm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I believe it. People, I really like that.
People love the Dr. Drew 2 cents.
And it's a really good prescription.
Live by his words, die by his words. That's the motto of Cinema Crespity. So
mostly die.
Mostly yeah. die.
Well, I'm still going to live by that prescription. Oh, no, I'm gonna use it.
It's a good one. I think it's a good one. All right, let's take a quick break, guys. Cinema Crespo disco time. It's the Logan Lucky soundtrack.
Nice.
It had some good music on there, but I'm actually going to pick only one track, one song, by David Holmes. David Holmes does a lot of Steven Soderbergh stuff. It's like all the really funky, loungy, cool, jazzy stuff from the Oceans movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's David Holmes. In Logan Lucky, he did all the original music, and this is a medley, like a 4-minute medley of the different songs, and they're all linked together. So check that out, and we'll be back right after that with the second half of episode 241. You guys ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go.
In this image, you see two towers, a plane, and the letter M. Peter comes across a pilot episode for The Lone Gunman, a spin-off of The X-Files. The pilot episode centered on a government plot to fly a plane into the World Trade Center.
Airline terrorism?
She's talking about government-sanctioned murder here.
Someone has to expose those that would destroy that dream.
World Trade Center.
She's talking about government-sanctioned murder here.
There you go. Dating the entire government as usual. It's a faction. A small faction.
For what possible gain?
The Cold War's over, John. But with no clear enemy to stockpile against, the arms market's flat. But bring down a fully loaded 727 into the middle of New York City, and you'll find a dozen tin pot dictators all over the world just clamoring to take responsibility.
The episode aired exactly 6 months before 9/11.
Remove the World Trade Center from the New York City skyline.
Only knew.
Peter is first in line to see Zodiac, the new film by Fincher. The protagonist is convinced the Zodiac killer saw the film The Most Dangerous Game. The projectionist says,
Most Dangerous Game ran in May 69, so that would be about 9 weeks before the first Zodiac letter, correct?
To which the protagonist replies,
Yeah.
To which the projectionist says,
Do you think he saw the film in our theater and was inspired?
Keep repeating. It's only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie. Only a movie.
I remember when.
Welcome to the Crespo Show.
Don't laugh at me. Don't you laugh at me. How dare you? How dare you?
It's only the 241st time I've laughed at you without being prepared.
Now you're trying to play toesies with me?
Sorry, didn't
know. Now you're trying to
right
make
there
up with me?
Didn't know your feet were
there. That's how he makes up. That's how he makes up with you?
He insults me to my face and then he tries to toesies me afterwards. Son of a bitch.
That's a really shrewd move, man.
I had no idea his feet were right there.
he had no idea my feet were under my legs.
Sure.
To be fair, it is a tight table.
It is a tight table. I think it's really cool.
I switched from delicious Vice Baby, because we ran out, to vodka soda. What are you guys drinking?
I'm drinking Publix spring water.
Oh, nice.
I got me some Jones cream soda.
So nice. We're all drinking white, not even white, we're drinking clear beverages, yes. All of us. Look at that, we're the clear beverage gang. Is that the name of the episode?
The CBG?
Is that organic enough for you? The CBG?
The clear beverage.
I like that.
Yeah.
Can we restart the clear beverage gang and just be like,
I'm in.
Clear beverages all day.
Clear beverages all day.
Give me that Crystal Pepsi, bitch.
Let me get some of that Sprite, yo. Yeah. Bill.
No Sierra Mist, though. Not in this house.
We had some. No, fuck Sierra Mist.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
That's what I said.
What are you, a communist?
I said no Sierra Mist.
That's what I said.
That's what I said. No, I said that.
I'm done with all the Sierra Misting all over the place. We had Crystal Pepsi last week.
Oh yeah,
we taste tested some.
I remember it not being good.
It's fine. It's still,
it's weird. It's Pepsi.
Yeah, but it's not.
But it tastes weird.
Yeah, that's what I remember it not tasting exactly like
it's
Pepsi.
It's gotta be a psychological thing.
I think so.
I didn't have another Pepsi to like do a taste test. You know,
the blind taste test.
Yeah. A literal Pepsi challenge with Pepsi and Crystal Pepsi. Oh, how come we didn't do a Crystal Pepsi challenge?
I don't know.
Well, I guess that's gonna have to wait and maybe be on the first
episode of the
you're the one who bought the Crystal Pepsi. You dropped the ball on not getting the regular Pepsi.
Fair enough. It'll be on the first episode of the Orlando Burger Odyssey spin-off show in the Crespo Di So podcast universe.
We first have to do the Orlando Burger Odyssey, Chris.
We're doing it. We're talking about it. It's almost done. We're so close to the end almost of the Orlando Burger.
I've never heard of this, but I'm very excited.
Because, Bill,
you've been on it for like the last 4 years.
No.
Ridiculous.
2 years. 2 years.
It's been a 2 year. It's an odyssey, though, Drew. It's an odyssey.
I know. Okay. I get it.
Yeah, that means it could go on infinitely.
Exactly. When Odysseus, when his story, would anyone have cared about that story if it took him like 2 weeks?
No.
Yes, it's an epic.
Yes, this is an epic. And when we talk about how we're going to review places that have closed forever ago.
Yes. So
it's going to be great. Excellent. It's going to be fun.
Excellent.
That's a spinoff. Let's plug some stuff. Drew, where can people find you online?
At Antera419 all over the internet.
Damn straight. Anything else? Facebook? You know what people find you on Facebook?
Antihero419, and I'm not going to accept your friend request unless we've met in real...
This guy.
In the reals. Face-to-faces.
Still!
Dude, gotta keep the riffraff out somehow. So much riffraff. I don't even like people that much, Chris. You know how long it took me to get on Facebook?
The riffraff is...
I was the last holdout. I was the last holdout, Chris.
You were the last one.
I was the last
one. Zuckerberg showed up at your door with the blue bag man. Instead of the black bag man, it was the blue bag man. They blue bagged him. They took him to a cliff and they held him over the cliff. Like, sign up.
Of like our group of friends, I was the last one to get on. I only joined
admittedly,
like 5
it's a small
ago.
Group.
Yes.
It's a very small group.
I only joined like 5-6 years ago.
All right. Okay. So you're the last holdout.
Fuck Facebook.
But now you're in. Mm-hmm. But you hate Facebook. But you use it.
Stupid. Barely.
All right. Well, let me just double check here. Let me see. Yes. Yes, your medal's in the mail. Bill, where can people find you online?
You can find me on Billy Helveston on Facebook. I probably will accept your friend request.
Yes!
I'm
Bill.
Hurricane Bill 24 on Instagram.
Take that, Drew.
You can go to the What's the Fuss Facebook page. Soon I'll make the Pound in the Gap Facebook page as well.
Yes.
Check out Eat the Elderly on Facebook and eattheelderly.com. Come out and see us September 28th at Uncle Lou's.
September 28th, Uncle Lou's Eat the Elderly. Gonna rock your faces off. Go see Bill hit that falsetto.
I'll practice.
Practice it, man. I'll come to the practice with you, and we'll work on
you
it together.
You can coach me.
We'll coach it together. I'll be like, this is how you get that Billy Idol. Mo, mo, mo. They love that.
I'm in. I'm down.
Yeah, you
I'm
said down. You said it yourself. The ladies love that.
Yeah, they do.
Plugs for the show, cinemacrespediso@gmail.com. Use that for everything. If you want... free stickers. Email us. We'll send you free stickers. If you want to send us questions or topics for the Vox Populi, use that email. Or you can join the Cinema Crespediso Facebook group and probably request those things through there, and we'll make it happen as well.
I like how you said that the group part. You got really into it.
Because people like the group,
yeah,
man.
I noticed that people do like the groups.
Big Tim was right.
I think Rocky...
That's Big Tim.
I'm pretty sure Rocky finally did set up a What's the Fuss group, but I'm not going to get into it because I don't know the name of it.
I think so, too, but I can't find it. I asked him for the name, and then he told me a weird name.
I listened to the episode, and I was like, yeah. I don't...
And then I think he changed it. And I think it's the whole...
I'm really confused.
Yeah, I think it's the WTF with Mark Maron thing. Really throwing everything off. The whole algorithm is really fucked up. But head up to Facebook groups. I'm fun. And there's also the PFT Media Facebook group.
Yeah.
For all that extra stuff as well. And check out all that PFT Media goodness. For some crossover. Already it's happening, the crossovers. Big Tim Murphy is a guest on... Episode 5 of the Simon Time Trivia Show.
Yeah, I saw that. That's awesome.
It was a lot of fun.
That's going to be interesting.
Yes.
Tim's a smart guy.
He's a very smart guy, and he went up against two of Simon's trivia game veterans, these two older fellas who go by the team names Statler and Waldorf.
Ooh.
And he gave them a run for their money, for
Are
sure.
Are those the
it's
old guys
show.
In the Muppet Show?
Up in the balcony.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
Hey, it sucks! Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Awesome.
They were fun. They're nice dudes. So there you go. All the pluggery and whatnot, stickers and all the shows, all the great PFT Media shows. You know them all. What's the Fuss? Scotch and Good Conversation. Orlando Opinions with Mark Baratelli, etc.
Yes,
etc. Check
them on the details.
Yes, they're all great shows. Check them all out at pftmedia.com. Breaking news: we usually stay away from the RIPs.
Oh no,
because they're bummers.
Mm. Oh no,
they are real bummers. Oh, there was one this week that I chose not to go over, but since we're doing one now, I'll go ahead and bring this one up. Sonny Landham. The guy who played Billy in Predator.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Billy,
no. He ran for political office like 10 years ago after Schwarzenegger won.
Yeah.
He ran for office because by that point it was governor. Well, there was Governor Schwarzenegger, but Governor Ventura beat him to it.
Yeah.
Two members of the Predator cast. So Sonny Landham was like, well, shit.
I might as well.
I'm going to run for office.
Yeah, if he would have won, then we totally could have had Predator president.
That.
It could have gone Predator President.
We'd probably be in a better position right now.
President Predator? Yeah. Enacting his legislation of clean skulls.
Yes.
For his trophy room.
Yep.
Clean skull legislation, and then half the political party's like, yep, clean, we'll give him the skulls. Here's my skull. You can have my skull first.
That's a great idea.
It sucks that he died, but this is, like, huge. It's Sunday when we're recording this. Monday, expect the news to be dominated by this and whatever insanity.
My eyes are already welling up.
Whatever our idiot president did,
and then this will be sharing the news. Jerry Lewis passed
away. That's a shame.
Jerry Lewis, at the age of 91, has passed away. Notoriously cantankerous Jerry Lewis. Big Tom. I don't know why I called him Big Tom. He's a big guy. He's a nice guy. Tom the Beer Guy.
Yeah.
From OBP, Orange Blossom Brewing.
Oh, he's got some stories about Jerry Lewis.
He's got some Jerry Lewis stories. Yes, because before his beer life, he was in production.
Oh, cool.
And he did a lot of stage productions, like traveling ones, and he did at least one that Jerry Lewis was in the lead of every night. So he has crazy stories about Jerry Lewis and how badly he wanted his cigarettes and people fucking with them and how Jerry Lewis was an asshole and no one liked him, et cetera, et cetera. And that he is, like, notoriously, like, not well-liked.
Oh, wow.
Jerry Lewis. Very.
But on Monday, it's all going to be about how much I really loved
him. Yeah, how beloved he was.
When you die, it's all water under the bridge, man. Let's go back and remember
the good times
when he was working with Dean Martin and the Rat Pack stuff, the original Nutty Professor.
All of that super racist nonsense.
But then he also had that movie that he... Oh, man, I wonder what's going to happen now. The Day the Clown Cried.
Oh.
It's the movie he did where he played a clown, a Jewish clown. Well, he played a Jewish person who was incarcerated in a concentration camp. And speaking of Nazis, very Nazi dominated. Yeah, I wonder why Nazis are heavy. I wonder what's going on in the world right now.
It's that whole far right extremism, and it's still happening in Europe.
It happened in Europe. It's happening in it's happening in town here.
Yeah, I just
Act for America. If you want to know what I'm talking about, listen to episode 3 of Orlando Opinions.
I swear to God, Chris, if it happened in Germany one more fucking time.
Well, they have, there is
you don't
a,
get any more breaks.
If you want to talk about it, there is a march scheduled for a, there's a racist, I want to say alt-right, there's a racist holiday in Germany centered around one of, like, Hitler's confidants, like his right-hand man, and people are literally, they're going to parade and gather to celebrate this dude, but there are certain rules as to what they can and can't do. They're not allowed to have swastikas.
Well, no, because there
flags.
Are... No,
they can't say this guy's name. They can't quote anything. They can't even mention
him.
No,
because there are laws...
They can't even say why they're there to begin with.
There are laws on the books over there. Literally, like, you have a swastika in Germany, you go to jail.
You go to jail, yeah.
Good.
They're like, fuck that shit. Good. We are not tolerating this nonsense.
Makes more sense to me.
No.
Uh-oh. So anyway, I don't do these rest in peace things, retrospectives, because what the fuck? You're gonna see so much of shit.
Yeah, if you wanna, it's gonna be all over.
If you want the info,
media.
Exactly, Wikipedia it. Do whatever you want to do, but rest in power, Jerry Lewis.
All the people who never talked about Jerry Lewis will be telling us how much they
love
him.
The biggest fans in the world. He's my favorite of
Here
all
it
time.
Comes.
Fuck Jerry Lewis. He was an asshole. he's 91 years old, so he lived to a very old, ripe old age. Oh. He won. Jerry Lewis won.
He hit the lotto. Yeah.
So is it sad that he's dead?
No.
Yeah, sort of.
Not really.
It's not a tragedy.
I mean, it's not like he's done anything of worth in the last how many years?
He was a lead in someone else's movie called Max Rose that he got rave reviews for.
Not really.
He's still charismatic enough to lead movies and stuff.
I thought it was probably simply because he could remember the lines. So they were like, hey, that's a huge deal at 87.
When he gets that age, you find a way around that. You do line readings. You find a way around
that. Like,
sure.
Like
Jack Nicholson.
You pull somebody Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando earpieces. Hell, Johnny Depp does that. He's not even old.
Oh, okay.
He's just lazy.
And rich.
Yeah.
Filthy.
And handsome.
Dreamy. So dreamy. Yes. Even in the 50s, he's a dreamboat. Guys, Drew Sikogman versus the world. Drew, you're on a bit of a winning streak. You're 14-10.
Let's not jinx it, Chris.
Let's not jinx it. Jinx it. Bill.
Yes, sir.
Good luck to you, sir. This week's game is called Everyone Has a Podcast.
Yeah, they do.
We're all on them.
Yep.
I am now with the co-host of Tidbits.
Yes.
I'm hosting or co-hosting two. And as a producer, I didn't even want to be on mic, Drew. And I'm on mic on Devils in the Details. I'm on mic in Simon Time Trivia. And Mark Baratelli is talking about bringing me in for at least one segment per show on Orlando Opinions. I just want to sit behind the board and work my levels and record everything.
Sorry,
buddy. And they're like, no, we want that Crispo magic. And I'm like, the magic is running thin. It's on an endless reservoir.
Soon you'll be out.
I'm going to be out of my magic. And then I'm going to have to go to on a retreat to the Swiss Alps to get my mojo back. Or travel through time, Austin Powers style.
If you guys could see Crespo doing that dance right now, it is some sort of magic.
I did the full dance. Yeah. I got up.
I think you just summoned some of your magic back in.
I spun in a circle and I put on the Austin Powers outfit real quick.
His teeth got really big.
He
was
wearing 4-inch heels. It was wacky.
Yeah, man.
Zany indeed.
It was just rewind. You can hear all that happening in the background if you rewind and listen to that bit. It also meant to do the plugs. Broadway, Restaurante and Pizzeria, 434 in Altamont Springs. Wednesdays at 9, I'm hosting trivia. Be there, you Altamont Springers. East side of town. I'm still at the Corcoran Fork. Tuesdays at 7. Choose a guy from this world. Everyone has a podcast. That's the name of this game. I'm going to name you a person.
I'm going to name you a person.
I'm going to give you the name of a celebrity who is usually an actor or an actress, but I'm stretching. It's a celebrity, okay? I started with actors and actresses, but I found some ones that are, whatever.
Like maybe D-list.
I was like, let's fuck around. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. So I'm going to tell you the celebrity. You tell me if they currently have a podcast that is still active right now.
Okay.
And I'm not going to give you some bullshit where it's like, no, they used to have one, but it's over. I'm not going to do that to you.
Okay.
Okay. But all these podcasts are active if people want to listen to them. Okay. Here we go. And the other people have not at all. Here we go. So, Drew, you won last time. Do you want Group A or Group B?
A.
Here we go. Group A. Does this person have a podcast? Number one, Alec Baldwin.
Sure.
Yes, he does. He has a podcast called Here's the Thing. Juicy Cogman's flummoxed. Number two.
I don't listen to podcasts, Chris. I don't know the answers to these questions.
All right, here we go. Number two. Well, then use the deductive reasoning. Uma Thurman.
No.
That's correct. But what would her podcast be about, though?
Feet.
Whoa. Drew, you're going right to feet. Number three. Anna Faris.
Yes.
She does have a podcast. She has one called Anna Faris is Unqualified. She does with a friend of hers. It's a relationship advice podcast.
And she's unqualified.
And she just got a divorce.
Yeah, didn't she just get a divorce?
She's just getting a divorce right now from Chris Pratt. Which, when I see that in the news, when I see that, you know what I see? Anna Faris is on the market.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, here we go.
All the ladies are thinking,
Chris Pratt's on the market. Yeah, exactly. Number four, Snoop Dogg. He's taking a second to think about this one. Mm. He's making contemplative faces. He's
thinking about it. I'm really nervous now.
Are you getting
crushing?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes.
He does.
It's about smoking weed, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's Snoop Dogg's GGN podcast, the Double G Network. It's his version of a news podcast.
Oh, wow.
Okay, sure.
That's interesting.
And finally, number five, Keanu Reeves.
No.
That is correct.
He five out of five.
Yeah.
No, I got to give it up on that.
Five out of five.
That's
come
amazing.
Come on. That was five guesses right in a row.
Well done. All right, Bill. Let's see if we can tie him up.
I don't think so.
Five right guesses, man.
Does this person have a podcast? Number one, Johnny Depp.
No.
That's correct. You would think we would know, right?
Yeah.
He's so popular.
Yeah, exactly.
Number two, Shaq.
Yes.
He does. The Big Podcast with Shaquille O'Neal. It's on the Podcast One Network. Number three, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes.
He does not.
Oh,
no. And you would think he would.
He would be the one.
He'd be perfect. He appears on a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, does not have one of his own. Number four, Paula Deen.
Yes.
She does. What's Cooking with Paula Deen? Goes along with her all video. She has a web series as well.
Yeah.
She's cranking it out there.
Yeah.
She's
still out there. Yeah. Despite all the racism.
Despite the racism. Number five, Julia Roberts.
No.
That is correct. So you got four out of five. Who cares about racism when there's
butter?
Yeah, lots of butter.
Lots of butter.
Who cares about butter, man?
It's delicious. Plus, it's Trump's America.
Delicious.
Hank Williams is back doing Monday Night Football. We'll put Paul O'Brien back on. Yeah, he's back doing
All our rowdy friends will be over tonight, I guess.
Fuck yeah, they will. Drew Sakaiber, congratulations. You are 15-10 so far this year.
That was amazing.
It was amazing. You're right. I completely agree.
All right, let's get into, we already said the rest in pieces, which we don't even know how to do. So we got Billy D did not hit us up last week.
Aww.
But he hit us up this week.
Yeah!
Death
of
the movie!
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again, heavy. Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What? Dude, we're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right. New Billy D intro, longer than ever. Because you know that's how I do, man. Everything's just way too long.
Yep.
And unwieldy and not smart.
Yes. I like it though.
Thank you very much. I like it too. Billy D, he's our New York City senior correspondent, horror film aficionado. He hits us up every week when he can. When the Blasio's black bagmen don't, this fingermen, the Blasio's fingermen, they come and they black bag him. They take him away. They throw him in the van. And they make a bunch of rights so he can't really orient himself as to where he's going. And they take him down to some basement and they beat him with reeds.
Do they coop him?
Yeah, they coop them. They coop them. They flip them. They purse them. They coin star them. They do it all.
Do you know what cooping is?
Coin star.
Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, well, then there we go. We're on the same page. Have you ever been blackbagged? Have you been blackbagged?
I've been blackballed from many places, but I don't know about...
That's a little different.
About blackbagging.
What's cooping?
It's something they used to do back to voters. They would kidnap them, basically, get them really drunk, and change their outfits and make them vote for the same candidate over and over again.
That's pretty good. If they have a beard, they shave them.
Yeah, the rumor is that Edgar Allan Poe, that's how he was killed. Like, died.
That's why they found him so drunk the next day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he had supposedly quit drinking at the time.
Interesting. But he got all cooped. He got cooped. Well, when you get a black bag is when a bunch of dudes, usually government agents, they come up on you and they just put the black bag.
Open the white van door.
Put the black bag on your head. Yeah. They take you away and then you find yourself in a dark room where they're blasting loud music at you with very bright lights. And then they hit you with wet noodles.
Ooh, that sucks.
That's bad. They don't leave marks.
At least when they coop you, they get you drunk.
They get you drunk too, but on ethanol? Ethanol? What's the stuff you're not supposed to drink?
Ethanol.
Thank you.
What is up, my dudes?
Oh, yeah. What's up, Bill?
I've been editing like a machine up here for the postmortem, and in between sessions, I've been watching The Defenders on Netflix. I also rented a movie from Amazon about Bryan Cranston hiding in his attic. So I watched...
Oh, yeah. Really? Did he see it? He's going to review the Bryan Cranston one about being in his attic? Because that movie looked so stupid.
So...
Bill looks confused. Let me explain to Bill before Billy D moves on. Hurricaneville. There's a movie in which Bryan Cranston went into like an attic to get something, and then he got stuck up there, Christmas Vacation style. But then he decides to live up there for like years.
All right.
And observe the family through holes.
That's really weird.
I can't wait to hear this. Okay, but first the Defenders.
So I watched all of the Defenders already.
Already? Have you been watching Iron Fist yet?
It's pretty good. They put a lot of effort into not making Iron Fist suck, which was a welcome change from his series, where he totally sucked. I liked it, and I liked seeing Cage, Jones, Daredevil, and yes, even Iron Fist together on screen binges. There was definitely a big hole in the team, though, a big, scowling, unfriendly-shaped hole with tons of overpowered weapons. We rented Wakefield last night. Wakefield stars Bryan Cranston, Jennifer Garner. Pretty sure Beverly D'Angelo was in this. But the only one who talks for almost the whole movie is Bryan Cranston.
Right.
He, I don't know, he hides it in his attic? Like, one day he's coming home from work, and his wife is already kind of pissed off at him for something, and he somehow decides to show her by sleeping in the attic above the garage. And then he kind of loves it up there, and he just stays. It's good. It's the best movie about hiding it in an attic I've seen. But I have very little to compare it to, and that's just about a stalker or some weirdo. I definitely recommend The Defenders before Wakefield, but only because Defenders is more of a crowd pleaser. Wakefield is pretty niche. Stay cool, Billy D.
Billy D. Yeah. Billy D, what's up,
He actually made me interested in that movie.
Me too, actually. I thought it was going to be a complete hunk of shit.
Yeah.
It was the best guy getting stuck in an attic movie ever.
So I got to see
Chris,
it.
Chris, I'm interested. I mean, we've already seen the best dude driving in a car talking to people on the phone. Why not go see a dude?
That's true. Attic? Tom Hardy, he doesn't even have a mask on. He's in a car the whole time.
Yeah.
He's driving from one city to another, just making phone calls on his phone's Bluetooth, whatever, like coming through the speaker system.
Fucking riveting.
And he's like, I gotta make this phone call. I gotta make this phone call. I gotta handle the logistics of this day job. But it's riveting. It's why is it so interesting? It's weird.
I don't get it.
It's weird.
It's
this movie called Lock.
I'm gonna watch it.
It's Locke.
Correct.
It's English. It's an English film. And he just gets a phone call. He's like, shit, I gotta do something.
I gotta take this call.
It's like, he takes this one call. It's like, shit. And then it just causes an avalanche of shit that he has to take care of on the phone while he's driving.
On his way to something.
And the movie never cuts away. You never see anyone else. It's just him
in a car.
I am very interested.
You don't even see the outside of the car.
No.
You just see the inside of the car and him the whole time. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I just want to watch it to see how far I can make it into
right.
It.
It's one of those things.
It's like a challenge.
I'm telling you, like 15 minutes in, there's a part where it's like, he tells someone a bit of information. And it's like, now I'm going to call this person. And then he hangs up when he says like, that. And I'm like,
no.
I'm like, oh, shit. This is going to be bad.
And then he's just like, hey, Nancy, I need you to send this memo.
Oh, my God. No memos. He talks to people directly. It's good. Okay. It's really good stuff. So, all right, check out the Bryan Cranston Breaking Bad Stuck in the Attic Not Making Meth movie.
Why not?
But he thought he saw Beverly D'Angelo. He saw the ghost of Beverly D'Angelo in there. Yeah, that's for sure. She's still alive.
Is she?
Is she still alive?
She
used to be?
Nah, well, you know, for her age.
She looked pretty good the last time I saw her.
Last time I saw her was Entourage, like 10 years ago when she popped up on a show. Yeah, she's good for her age. Yeah. She's Beverly D'Angelo.
Yeah.
Married to Al Pacino.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's Beverly D'Angelo Pacino. Nay, Pacino, Nay D'Angelo. Wah! Hoo-ha! That's my, hoo-ah. That's it.
That's awful.
Let's hear yours.
Don't have one.
Fair enough. Moving on to the next segment of the show, which is...
that moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous...
Vox Populi. Populi. Vox Populi. Populi.
There we go. You can hit us up, CinemaCrespediso at gmail.com, and we will read it on the show. Well, Drew will read it on the show. Let's go ahead and take it away, Drew.
We've got a Moana review from our homeboy, Steve Etchie.
I knew it when you said Moana. I knew it was going to be Etchie.
Steve Etchie himself wrote in his review for Moana. Let's hear it.
I think the most amazing part about this movie is that humans look way more realistic than they ever have before.
What happened?
Steve, you're making that
hey, get out of here.
I'm reading your email. Yeah, leave.
Surprise Steve Etchie appearance number 13.
So I'll start all over. I think the most amazing part about this movie is that humans look way more realistic than they ever have before.
Mm-hmm.
Water and particles like sand and ash look incredible, and the scenes showing land and sea are breathtaking.
Mm.
I'm pretty sure at this point that it's possible to create something so real you wouldn't know you were looking at an animation. Coming soon, I'm sure. I was convinced for the first 30 minutes that it wasn't going to be very good, so give it a bit of time. The worst part is definitely the music. Moana had a song that was okay, but it felt like they made it a musical because Disney felt they should continue to do that since they always have.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't feel like any effort was really put in. There are plenty of humorous parts, and it really is a beautiful movie. Overall, I would say it's definitely worth watching.
Overall, definitely worth watching. I haven't seen
it. Not a bad review. I have not.
I haven't seen it. Have you seen it? No. I'm behind on my Disney animated movies, so I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Frozen.
Nope.
I haven't seen Tangled.
Nope.
I think that's it, right? Those are the three.
I have no clue.
Sure.
Those are the three big ones, I think.
I haven't seen any of them.
But I would say that most of the parents I know
that have to see it because their kids see it
would disagree with what Steve said about the soundtrack. A lot of them say that it's the only soundtrack recently that they can actually deal with having to listen to the song over and over again or sing it
Because that's the thing. When you have the young kids, and we're talking 3, 4, 5 years old.
Repetition,
yep. Man. But, I mean, that extends to even, like, when I was 12, I watched Ace Ventura Pet Detective every day for a month.
That's because you're a weirdo.
Yeah. I was like that with Billy. I was like that with Billy Madison.
Billy Madison, huh? That's what he was with Billy Madison.
Yep. Awesome.
What did you watch over and over every day? What did you watch?
Didn't have anything.
Yeah, sure.
Watched over and over.
Sure you did. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Not really into that.
You're Josie and the Pussycats. I knew it.
Every day. I'm more of a gem.
Gem. Definitely.
Gem and the Holograms.
Yes,
Gem and
the Holograms. Definitely, for sure. Then they made the movie, and I was like, what is
Yeah,
this?
They totally destroyed it.
The Josie and the Pussycats movie, too, was awful.
Yeah.
Rosario Dawson?
But it was at least closer to the...
Yeah, at least Josie and the Pussycats actually did a Josie and the Pussycats movie. Gem and the Holograms, they fucking just butchered it.
Nothing to do with the actual idea.
I
never saw the
Gem movie. I didn't even bother because you read about it. They changed it completely.
Yeah, they just changed her into like a normal like girl goes to being a pop star.
I actually thought that the Josie and the Pussycats movie was kind of well-liked.
Yeah, it was well received.
It was well received. You thought it was garbage?
I mean,
we're not exactly.
We're not the demographic.
Yeah, we're not the Josie and the Pussycats, experts here or anything.
Now, if it was Jabberjaw, that'd be a different thing.
Jabberjaw was the talking shark.
Yes,
the big old talking shark
with the hat.
I like the Laugh Olympics.
Yes, very much.
Laugh Olympics was a lot
Dick
of fun.
Dastardly.
Yes, Snidely Whiplash. Right, good stuff there. Good stuff.
Tris.
What's next?
We got an email from Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Hadn't been to the cinema in a few weeks, so I knocked off a couple of stragglers instead of hitting the new releases.
The stragglers.
The Dark Tower.
Okay.
First, a haiku.
Ooh.
Guns, sugar, pain pills. The best parts of this movie. I hope King is pissed.
Yeah, he's not, though. He doesn't say... Publicly, he seems fine with the movie.
Yeah,
but
for everything I've seen from him that's in the media is that he actually enjoyed
it. That he enjoyed it, he's into it, but...
So I listened to the spoiler bonus app, and I'm 100% with Drewster. I knew nothing of the books going in, only heard all of the tepid reviews, so my expectations were very low. And even so, I still came out disappointed.
True.
They gave us hints of this vast universe that King had created and did fuck nada to flesh it out. I see the potential, but they felt context with merely scratching the surface. What a shame. What I did like was the gunfu. Idris made reloading a revolver look a lot sexier than a revolver deserves.
Sure.
# Idris for Bond. 1.5 stars.
Ooh. Nah, 1.5 stars is so low.
Girls trip.
Girl trip, here we go.
The funny parts are really funny. Like, hilariously funny. I knew of Tiffany Haddish before all this, and that's all the hype has already said. This movie will make her a fucking star.
Hope so.
She really did steal the show. Unfortunately, this story was painfully predictable.
Aww.
All of the conflict elements are telegraphed, so you see each one coming a mile away.
Aww.
And what's worse, this movie is a full 30 minutes too long for its gonzo com roots. So there are times when you know exactly what's going to happen, and you just wish they'd get on with it. But then, the filler. It's hilarious! So how annoyed can you be? Perhaps a saving grace of this movie is the climax, which we do see coming, but is nevertheless written and delivered to perfection. And it brings a positive and rousing message with it. Thus, everyone leaves feeling not just happy, but a bit inspired. 2.5 stars.
2.5, a little bit better. I heard Tiffany Haddish on a couple of podcasts recently, and she is super funny. Big fan of hers.
P.S.
I don't know her. I don't think.
I think you see her, but yeah, she looks familiar.
Yeah, okay. I'll look her up when I go home.
Yeah.
Maybe.
P.S.
Maybe look her up. Oh, I see. look her up. He's gonna look her up, Drew. Oh, P.S. I'm sorry. Go ahead. P.S. P.S.
My local cinema is so Trump. I was hoping to catch Detroit today, but nope, already gone after just 2 weeks. Ooh. Okay, in fairness, they had one showing at 9 p.m. And it's not like there was a ton of blockbusters out this week. They needed the space, but still, they bumped Detroit. The same cinema keeps every Christploitation movie and fake-ass Dinesh D'Souza documentary in rotation for 6 weeks. No room for an inconvenient sequel yet either. And the closest competition is 15 miles away, but they operate with a similar philosophy.
Hmm.
So, thoughts? What do you do when your local cinemas are bent as fuck? Take care, guys. Scott.
Move.
Well, I mean, luckily for us, Scott, we live in a sweet spot of movies somehow.
Because we live in hoity-toity blue-ass Central Florida.
Yeah, so yes. We're
Winter Park adjacent, motherfuckers.
We are. I mean, between the Enzian right down the street and Winter Park
theaters right there. We get all of the left-wing, small art house, blue stuff that nobody else gets, and it's fucking amazing.
I suggest that he Molotov cocktails that theater and leaves a message telling them exactly why.
There we go!
Yeah, saying, fix your shit. This is the alt-left coming for you.
Yeah,
Hurricane Bill. Oh, no, don't say the alt-left.
We are alt-left.
Let's not normalize
the beaches of Normandy, motherfucker.
Let's not normalize that.
We're not going to normalize it. We're going to sensationalize it. The greatest nation.
I guess we could steal the power from it.
You want to talk about the alt-left? That's Stinky Crimson.
Stinky Crimson is the alt-left.
Stinky Crimson is the alt-left.
Stinky Crimson, we'll throw him on the front line of Normandy.
I'll throw him on the front line of just about anything.
He'll be the first body sacrifice.
Definitely.
I'm just saying. Punch Nazis. Is all.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that, too.
Bill, what's your Instagrams?
Hurricane Bill 24.
Bill, I'm always not coming.
Yeah, Rocky was having problems getting into it yesterday too.
And then I wonder how many times.
Try typing in Bill.
I wonder how many times Nazi Punk's Fuck Off have been played this week.
Oh, I definitely have played it.
I'm sure that Kennedy's got an extra. Jelly Bean forgot an extra $22 this week from all the Spotify plays.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Scott. What was the question exactly again?
What would you do when you are?
Yeah, burn down the cinema and move away.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we're good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, Scott, move away.
Still here, but
yeah, you're still there.
Fuck those guys.
Rocky was having problems too yesterday.
All right, well, I'll tag you. We got your tags. anything else for the Vox Populi?
That is all, my friend.
Oh, that is it. Okay, well, big ups to Hurricane Bill 24 for joining us for episode. I'll cut this out later. Episode 241. ! Share to see the picture. Go to Cinema Crespiso on Instagram, guys. It is time for movie news. What is that thing?
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean getaway.
Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down. He's been berating fans, walking off stage. So what's going on with the beans?
That's right. The most important segment in all of podcasting. The Crespediso Movie News segment. We're going to talk about those celebrity divorces. Oh shit, we already mentioned Anna Faris and Chris Pratt. Did we already forget about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt? Yes. That divorce is going full steam ahead, everyone. Don't you worry about that. But first off, we need our Justin Bieber update. Bill, what's going on with the Biebs?
He's currently busy butchering the Spanish language in his new hit song.
Despacito.
That
you
should
do a cover of that.
He has no idea what he's saying.
Exactly. That's why I refused to do it.
And neither did his fans.
No.
Which is even better.
Because then they found out that the song's about having slow, sensual sex.
Oh, is it?
Making love to your lady slowly.
Slowly.
Despacito is slowly. So Justin Bieber's singing the part that emphasizes the slow, sensual part of making love to your lady.
Like Despacito. His brain works.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, they shouldn't really feel bad. They were all screaming, "Ah, skeet, skeet, motherfucker."
Yeah, you're back not in the wrong. Day. You're not wrong. You're wrong.
Those same girls went skeet, skeet. Those girls were like 5 years old.
They were probably still doing it on the kids' pop. The kids, they were doing the kids' pop version.
Maybe their moms were yelling that at the clubs. But still, they had no idea what they were saying.
The kids came to be
because
of the skeet. Yeah, because the ah, skeet, skeet, motherfucker. Ah, skeet, skeet.
Exactly.
Number science. One reproductive science podcast in the Crespity. So the Obi-Wan movie is definitely happening, guys.
Awesome.
For sure, Star Wars story. Obi-Wan Kenobi, a Star Wars story is happening. And it'll be what happened to Obi-Wan between episodes 3 and 4.
Yes. I'm interested in that.
That's happening. No word yet as to whether or not Ewan McGregor.
Nah.
Will be reprising.
Why the fuck not? I mean,
he's the right age.
I mean, exactly. He has one. He's aged into the role.
Exactly.
He's alive.
It'd be perfect.
He's alive. He's already been Obi-Wan. Why fuck around?
He has a pretty good Alec Guinness impersonation.
Yes. Yeah, he does. Yes.
That's all he's doing. He's like, Anakin. I don't know what's going on.
Sounds more like.
But he doesn't have to say anything. He can just terrible. He can just be badass Obi-Wan.
Look, if he doesn't do it, then I say we do flash forward. Make it old Obi-Wan, but have Michael Caine play Obi-Wan. Yeah, Michael Caine as Obi-Wan. That's me, Obi-Wan.
But I think Michael Caine now is older than Sir Alec when he originally.
So we'll CGI the
when he dies.
CGI the
yeah, they might as well. They're doing that with like that new Scorsese movie with Pesci and De Niro and all those guys.
Yeah, they're all going to de-age him by decades.
Yeah.
To do this Netflix movie, it's going to look weird.
Yeah, so weird.
I'm not necessarily looking forward to that. Well, it's happening. Also, for sure. Well, not for sure, but rumored the other three standalone Star Wars movies they're making. On top of Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Boba Fett.
Yes.
Yoda.
Yes.
And Jabba the Hutt.
Yes.
Would it be a puppet? A lot of puppets? Or are we talking CG?
I would hope they did the puppets, but it'll be CG.
It'll be CG, but I
wish it was CG.
And that's the thing. The Yoda movie is going to be all fucking CG.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you from right now, I just rewatched one of the episodes 1, 2, or 3. I don't remember which one it was.
Yeah.
CGI Yoda looks like shit.
Oh, yeah, they did use CGI Yoda in the first one, didn't they?
CGI Yoda looks like ass. Straight up shit.
Well, he does, like, resemble a shit.
Well, yeah, I know. I get it.
like a big baby.
But
a big old shit.
But when you watch the practical effects.
Curl on the end of
when
it.
You watch the practical effects from the 70s, that puppet looks better than the digital Yoda.
Same Yodas. That's why that works out. It's weird. All right, well, we're going to find out. Aquaman, you know how they're filming their underwater scenes? Take a guess how they're filming their underwater scenes.
Not underwater.
Not underwater is Drew's guess. Bill.
I'm going to go with Drew.
And you are tied, correct? Yes. The answer is they are filming the underwater scenes, not underwater. They're filming what they call dry for wet. They're hanging them on wires, and they had to learn how to, like,
move their bodies to pretend
that they're floating. And then they're going to have to put in the water effects and the bubbles. Yes, later. Yeah. There is a video out there of Dolph Lundgren, who's in the movie.
Is he, like, the dead?
He is not a major character, but he seems to be a pretty big character in it.
Okay.
And he'll be, there's a scene of him, or a shot of him, like, on the set, and he's on wires, and he's working on, like, with, like, people helping him out. Like, he's swimming forward.
Like,
and
fast.
Then, yeah, like, fast, and then he stops, and then, like, the way he moves his arms, and the way his body moves, it makes it look like the water and everything is, like, he's going against the resistance of the water. And, it could work. It could work.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell. Time being 2018.
So next year sometime?
Yeah.
Okay. Ish.
Next year-ish is 100% correct. So there you go. That's your movie news. Light on the movie news. Thank goodness Jerry Lewis died, because that gave us another extra minute or two of content. Because that's how I look at death now. That is merely content to be relegated to
cynical
ones and zeros.
It's all content.
For downloads. I need downloads.
I agree. Downloads are key.
The name of the episode will be Rest in Peace, Jerry Lewis.
And now
that's what we'll be talking about, and then we'll barely talk about it. And then we'll talk about how people are stupid for liking Jerry Lewis and how Jerry Lewis sucked anyway.
Yeah, kinda fuck racist. You, Lewis.
Fuck you, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Fuck you, Parker Lewis, too. Fuck Jerry Lewis.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
He did lose. The show's over.
Yeah, you got a point.
He was also a rip off of Ferris Bueller.
Yes, he was. Big time.
So fuck Jerry Lewis. Fuck Parker Lewis.
Yes.
Fuck Ray Lewis, because he's
fuck Jerry Lee Lewis. Uncle Tom.
Fuck Jerry Lee Lewis, because he was an animal.
Yes.
And he treated women very poorly.
Yeah, and his own cousin.
Yes, exactly. Fuck, give me another Lewis. Drew.
Ray Lewis.
Fuck Ray.
You already said Ray Lewis.
He's an Uncle Tom motherfucker talking against Colin Kaepernick. Fucking,
you know. Carl Lewis, but he's cool.
No, fuck Carl Lewis.
Is cool, though.
The guy, the Olympic runner?
Yeah.
No, fuck him. You hear that?
He did suck.
He butchered
fuck
the
him.
National anthem. Fuck him. Who else? Drew, who else? We need other Lewises.
They're
Lewis Carroll.
Fuck Lewis Carroll. Alice in Wonderland. What a bunch of bullshit. The guy ate some acid, thought he was so profound, writing a bunch of crap through the looking glass bolt, and then a bunch of college kids love it. Go fuck yourselves, college kids who love Lewis Carroll. And fuck Lewis Carroll. And fuck Pete Carroll. And also fuck Peter Pan. And also fuck
Labyrinth.
No, fuck no. What? Get out of
here. That movie's good.
You're out of here. You're off the network.
You're over the. You've stepped out of bounds.
You're just out of bounds. This show's over. I'm shutting it. You touched my foot again.
You touched my foot.
Well, your foot was on my line, over my side. I'm gonna have to put up.
I can't tell where the line is. I can't see through the table, Chris.
He's got a point.
All right, glass table coming up. Whoa, shit. Ron just posted to the Cinema Crespedito Facebook. Let's see what he posted. He said, just realized no Cinema Crespedito Fantasy Football. This saddens me, exclamation point. I am going to heart this, and I'll tell you why, Ron. I'll tell you why I heart this, that it saddens you, because fuck fantasy football. Fuck football in general. Fuck the NFL. Are you an NFL fan, Bill?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I am.
Well, here's my rant. Colin Kaepernick just got blackballed because he dared to take a knee during the national anthem, but that's not the exact reason why. I mean, that's the cause.
Yeah, because I mean, like,
but what happened?
You know, a lot of other people took knees and are still in the league.
Other people have taken knees and are still in the league, but Colin Kaepernick started it.
Yeah, he did.
What had happened was,
I'm okay with him doing it, by the way.
When other teams, I know you're, because you're cool, you're an open-minded guy. You're an ally. You're an accomplice. Yes. You're not a hater. You're not Drewster Cogburn over here. It's a Holocaust denier. No Holocaust denier.
Not true at all.
I'm just saying.
I might have some horrible jokes about Jews. Right?
See,
but those are just jokes.
Now we're going down the line. We're walking down the road. We're walking down the anti-Semitic road.
They're
already
only jokes.
They're just jokes. He says.
Jews like to joke about
Jews
themselves.
They were told to me. They were told to me by Jews.
They were told to him by Jews.
That's...
Did you know I'm part Jewish, Bill?
No, I didn't.
Very small. Very, very small part.
Well,
found it out very recently.
Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom to you as well. Assalamu alaikum. And Mazel Tov?
Yes.
And Rosh Hashanah?
Yes.
So,
that's not how that works.
That's not how any of this works?
That's not how this works, Chris.
So, unlike Drew, I'm very tolerant, right? And, right? Drew, you're not gonna.
I'm really trying to bait him here. I'm way tolerant.
No, he is very tolerant. I'm just saying. So what I was saying was, what was I saying?
Colin Kaepernick.
I don't know what were you saying.
So when Colin Kaepernick has got blackballed because what had happened was, let's say for example the Giants, mm-hmm. and this is confirmed. You can look this up. There's plenty of articles been written about it. The Giants expressed interest in him.
Yeah,
just bringing him in as a backup, just having him there. Yeah. You know, he's good. He's got knowledge, and by all accounts, from when it comes to actual players and team management, he's a great teammate. But when the Giants had reportedly put out interest and they were seeing him and they were doing workouts, thousands of fans contacted the Giants organization and they said, if you sign Colin Kaepernick in any capacity, we are not going to watch your team.
Yeah.
We're not going to be fans anymore.
We won't renew our season tickets.
So the Giants then capitulated to those racist fans. They want to keep on to those racist right-wing blowhards throughout the country. So to that, I say, fuck you, NFL.
I will agree with your statement.
So there you go. Bill, you're
cool.
I will still watch it.
But
you're
going
to watch it. That's fine.
Fuck,
I'm not saying other people got to follow me and do my thing. I'm not trying to setting an example. I'm just saying, fuck the NFL.
But I can understand
your fans.
That.
And
that's a very valid reason.
Thank you very much.
And I feel like that might come back to bite their ass.
It could
very well.
Hopefully,
like 95% of the people playing in the NFL are people of color.
Exactly.
And this year, it's happened already in the preseason. The first non-black player
has taken a knee.
Yes,
hell yeah.
And
they fucking should.
Yeah, I think all of the players should.
Every
do
team
it.
On every
just
league,
do it.
Everyone in the world should be
just
taking
do
a knee.
It. The first game of the regular season, first week of the regular season, every team, every player, every coach should do it. Just to be like, hey, fuck you.
Fuck you guys.
He's making a statement.
Freedom of speech.
My whole thing about that is that forever people go, these sports players need to step up to the plate and be a role model. And when one of them makes a statement, they tell him to sit the fuck down
and shut up. Yeah, and then...
Or no, don't sit down. Stand the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll take that a step further and then take it to the whole racial grounds where it's black people march and it's like, why are they so angry?
Yep.
Black people riot. It's like, why are they destroying their own property? All right, so this black man, he quietly on a sideline took a knee. Boom!
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah.
Stop it! They don't want black people saying anything.
Exactly.
Is the whole thing. And the NFL capitulates to that. So,
and if it was a white guy, the narrative would have been, what a guy taking a stand
for
those who can't
Christian
speak for themselves.
Christian American hero. Did he fight for Afghanistan first in the war?
If he didn't,
probably
give him a medal.
Give him a medal. He deserves it. Yes, exactly. That's the way
No, it's a shame that it's
so,
like that.
So that's why. So that's part. That's Ron. That's part of the reason why I know Crespedito Fantasy League. Also, I ain't got time for that shit anymore. So yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Ron.
I'm doing my fantasy draft next
Sunday. You're doing it? There you go. You're doing it. That's cool, man. So if you got a spot open to your fantasy league, hit me up, snarkerspeeds@gmail.com. I'll take that spot.
I might have one in my other league.
I'll take a spot and neglect it because I'm far too busy. It is time for...
We give you the questions.
The end of my drink.
You give us the answers. Time for the lightning round.
Hurricane Bill, it is time for the lightning round. I'm going to give you 10 questions and need 10 answers. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, would you French kiss Chucky the doll?
Yes.
Number two, are you a taco?
Once.
Whoa. Number three, I was not expecting that answer. Can you help me find Yoko Ono?
Unfortunately, no.
Number four, do neon colors even factor in?
Three times.
Number five, what's up with that crispy calamari?
It's delicious.
Number six, when is the best time to buy a hot dog?
Every time.
Number seven, would you rather Cassie yes or Cassie no?
Cassie no.
Number eight, what would you do with bird bones?
Sell them.
Number nine, is this a No Country for Old Men kind of situation?
I fear so.
Number 10, Stromboli or Michael Imperioli?
Stromboli.
Stromboli! Drew Sikagwer, stop laughing and get those swag bags for the Hurricane himself, Bill Helveston. We got the blue bag, we got the stripy bag. Which one do you want to look at? Which one do you want to look at? You may get a thing home today.
The flower one.
No, the flowery pink one. Here we go. Drew Sikagwer, break it out. Let Bill know what he made. Get to go home with today.
Sir, you may get to go home with a Magic Grow Safari Animals. Three styles, even though there's most definitely four.
Yes, there is.
Wow, grows 400%.
Three styles, 1, 2, 3, 4. All right.
That alone might sell that bag.
Probably it. Get one job, fat checker.
We've got a Silly Shots Fun Fling. Watch it fly, fling it. Directions are on the back, apparently.
Nice. Back excellent. Directions.
We've got a honeycomb tissue ball for your party. It's green.
All right.
You're throwing a party, right, Bill?
Yeah, every
we
day.
We got a 20-pack of round value balloons.
You are now, since you got out by a paper ball and balloons.
Brew Tap House Drink Local Established 2015 / Swervy Jones Koozie.
Nice. Shout out to the Swervy Jones, swag. Guys.
We've got a puffer eyeball. It's like,
it's like a koozie ball.
Koozie ball. Yeah, yeah. Yes. It squeeze its eyes, do this.
Ooh, whoa.
And a bunch of stickers.
And a bunch of stickers, Bill. You can take all that stuff home. Or we put it away and you take what Juicy Cochran has in the box that's right over here. And there we go. Look at that box. Bill, you know how it goes.
This is always the toughest part.
Remember, everyone, while he's thinking about the box, you can find me at the Cork and Fork doing trivia every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and doing trivia at the Broadway Pizza in Altamont Springs every Wednesday at 9. Bill, this
I'm doing the box today.
He's doing the box. Oh, my God. Grab that box. Pop the top. Here we go. Pop the top. Pop that top. Reach it. Take it. Bill sat back like you thought he was going to eat him. Reach inside and tell people what's inside there.
It is... The Guardian of the Galaxy's Mission Breakout cast member exclusive, or it's an awesome mix. It's an awesome mixtape.
It's a cassette tape. It's a five songs.
Excellent.
Donated to the show by a listener out in California. There you go, a cassette tape, an actual working cassette tape with music on it.
I'm interested. If I can find my tape player, I will listen to
find
this.
Find it, break it out, Guardians of the Galaxy.
I think I might have one on my back porch.
What they did out there in their Disneyland, they took Tower of Terror and turned it into Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout.
Ah.
That was an exclusive.
And that's the music.
And now you have it.
I feel very special.
There you go. And Drew is breaking that thing open.
He is interested.
He is very interested.
The last time I saw a fucking tape.
A cassette tape?
Holy
sure.
Shit.
Drew, my old band, Sweep the Leg, are the only split we put out was on tape? Cassette tape.
Consider
that's kind of a thing that's coming out right now.
Cassette tapes are back now.
Yeah.
But consider putting out Eat the Elderly stuff on cassette tape. And Drew, what if I told you I had an extra one of those? He doesn't seem that interested. You won't get it.
Well, no. I mean, I'll pick this part and put it on the wall.
Juicy Cogburn, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Bill, thank you very much.
Dude, thank you for having me.
Everyone, thank you for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you check out PFT Media stuff online. Break up the big banks. Read more books. Be excellent to each other. Free Mumia Abu Jamal. and listen to more Rage Against the Machine. We are out of here.
A PFT Media production.